We are going to focus on many of the issues that voters tell us are most important. Jobs.
Law and order.
Climate change.
Social security.
This next question comes from the public.
The biggest tax cuts.
Your schools are no good.
Immigration.
How can you unite a country?
Income inequality.
You have no job.
Gross national debt.
Pre-existing conditions.
Race.
You're living in poverty.
Uncertain issues.
Too much inequality.
Cyber attack.
Deportation.
The Supreme Court.
Discipline.
Let me repeat the question.
Woo! Okay.
So, let's begin.
It's a challenge every election cycle. How do you slice up the American electorate into groups that have meaning if you look at specific issues? Is there a way to really see how issues affect Americans in different communities? Answering this question is the mission of the American Communities Project that has divided the country into 15 distinct communities. Using these categories as a guide and a little of our own reporting, we've been pursuing an initiative we're calling Portrait of an American Voter. We're hearing your thoughts and concerns about the challenges facing our nation. It's not a scientific poll. It's more a personal, emotional exploration of how individual voters are making up their minds on issues from education and the environment to police brutality and PTSD. Up next, we hear from a voter in the African-American South community type.
My name is Felicia Cosby. I am 44. And I am the director of a workforce program for out-of-school youth between the ages of 16 and 24. I am a native of Richmond. It is the capital of Virginia, and it was the capital of the Confederacy. We do have several areas of concentrated poverty, and we do have to break those areas up. When I say poverty, Richmond has the second highest poverty rate. And amongst the largest 30 cities and counties in Virginia, and so the second largest. Richmond and Virginia, we're really lacking the mental health infrastructures in order to provide support. And, you have these mental health issues, especially if you're dealing with poverty. You know, people, if you're in poverty, if you are struggling every day to make ends meet, you're trying to figure out, and you're working two jobs, paying minimum wage, and you have to balance your family, you have to get your child to school, you have to pick up your child, you have to pay for medical expenses, you have to provide the basic necessities, but yet my minimum wage job, and I can be working 40 hours a week, but my minimum wage job is just not enough to cut it. You know, yes, you're going to be stressed out. That's stressful. How are you going to make it work? How are you going to rise above it? How are you going to find time to go to school in order to get an education, in order to rise above it? So we have to deal with some of the basic infrastructures. That's why we're such proponents of raising minimum wage. People cannot survive on $7.25. They just cannot.
To hear all 15 voices featured in our Portrait of an American Voter project, head over to thetakeaway.org/voter.